Well, thank you again for your very kind and hospitable and gracious welcome. It's a privilege to be part of this weekend, and we give thanks to God for the witness here at Cholton Evangelical Church. Now, we are looking today, this morning and this evening, at Psalm 19. And this morning we looked at the first part of this psalm, and we saw how God speaks through the book of nature, through the book of creation. There is enough evidence that's clear and perceived by every living person in the creation that there is a God, whether or not people admit it, and that we are accountable to him. This book, we might call it volume one in the two books of Revelation, renders us without excuse for our sin. And we desperately need the second volume, the book of special revelation, the book of Scripture, which the second part of this psalm is about from verse 7 onwards, in order that we might come to know the God who has revealed himself, and particularly in Christ, and thereby, as we saw this morning, rightly understand the first volume, rightly look at the creation as part of the glorious handiwork of God. Well, the connecting thought here is the thought about the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, rejoicing like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of the heaven and its circuit to the other end, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. And in that statement, in that poetic statement, we are reminded that creation speaks of a God of great goodness, of great love and kindness, who fills this world with food and good things and fruitful seasons and warmth and life. But there is another thought here lying within this verse, and it's one that the Apostle Paul is drawn to in Romans chapter 10. As he speaks about the preaching of the gospel. And interestingly, he refers to this psalm and to this particular area of the psalm. In verse 17, he says, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God," that is by scripture. "But I say, have they not heard? Yes, indeed, their sound has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world." And just